wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
And in for Roland Martin is April Ryan, White House correspondent and Washington bureau chief for the American Urban Radio Networks. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Sybil. Good morning, Jay. Thanks, you guys, April, so much for letting me sit in with you for the last couple of days. It's been like sitting with the cool kids at school, you know?
You really should get out more often.
But you know, Black Man to the 10th Power will be back tomorrow.
To the 10th Power.
That is my name for Mr. Roland. But today, today we're going to vent. Today we've got someone on the phone that we can vent to and vent with. We're going to talk about the Conrad Murray documentary and trial. Did you watch it, you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It seemed as if, well, we're talking about, first of all, Michael Jackson and the doctor, a fatal friendship. Mm. It seems as if we were watching two different people. By day in the trial, Dr. Conrad Murray was as cool as a cucumber. But by night on this documentary, he was angry with his legal team. He was even expressing concerns about his relationship with Michael Jackson at times. And he even recounted a vision that God supposedly helped him out of the situation. Well, Murray last week was convicted of involuntary manslaughter, and yet days before the conviction, he said in the tape he did not feel guilty for Jackson's death. With us today, thank you God, is former L.A. prosecutor Christopher Darden, who
is
now yes, a civil attorney. And you may remember Chris in his past life as the prosecutor in the O.J. Simpson trial in 1995. And Chris Darden, good morning.
Good morning to you. How you folks doing?
All right, Chris Darden.
We know it's early. We thank you so much. Well, Chris, first of all, we want to find out, Conrad Murray, he did not talk about anything in the trial. He was not even on the stand. But he talked a lot in this documentary. Could the documentary, if he were to have gone on trial, could that have changed the outcome of what happened?
I don't think anything could have changed the outcome of what happened as far as the jury trial is concerned. He's the poster child for criminal negligence at this point. And he made so many mistakes, so many errors in judgment. But, you know, the thing is that if you're going to write a book at the end of a big trial, you want to be quiet, remain silent throughout the process, because that makes your documentary or your book or whatever a lot more valuable after the trial.
Hmm. Well, so that brings into the monetary issue. Is he allowed to make money? Is California law going to allow him to make money, one, off of this documentary, and two, off of books? And we know he was cash-strapped, owing at least $800,000 to people.
Well, ultimately, he probably won't make much money at all. But the way to go about collecting any money Dr. Murray might make would be to file a civil suit, just like the families did in the O.J. Simpson case. File a civil suit, get a judgment, freeze his assets and the like. And the other, you know, and the other issue, which looms even larger, is the lack of morality and ethics on the part of the media entities that want to pay Murray hundreds of thousands of dollars for the story.
Who could he sue?
Who could
Conrad Murray sue? Oh,
no. I mean,
the Jackson family.
Okay. Yeah.
Jackson family offers Conrad Murray for the 5 cents he'll have left when the process is over. I mean, honestly, Tom, after he pays off his lawyers, after he pays fines and fees that the court will levy against him in the criminal case, he won't have a whole lot of money left.
And he won't have much of a future left either, because he won't be able to practice, will he?
I can't imagine that he'll be allowed to practice medicine anywhere. I mean, can you imagine waking up from surgery and Dr. Murray standing over your bed?
Oh, Lord.
That was a good one, Chris. All right. but Chris and Tom and Sybil and Jay, realistically, now let's be real. Children are told to call 911. I mean, at 2 and 3 years old, you learn dial 911. Now, this 50-some-year-old man could not dial 911. He said in this tape, look, you know, I am an expert, and I was here to do CPR, and it was up to others to call 911. Does that wash? Is that legal mumbo-jumbo? Does that wash?
I don't think it's legal mumbo-jumbo at all. I mean, it's really a lot of BS, because, you know, you don't have to go to medical school to know to call 911. No, but the thing is, when you think about, you know, what we now know about propofol and how it's administered, and the when it ought to be administered, and the notion that, you know, hey, I'm shipping propofol to my baby mama's apartment and taking it over to Michael Jackson's house. I'm going to administer it without any type of equipment at all other than an IV drip. I mean, it's unimaginable. It's safer to be in a dentist's office than it is to be in Dr. Murray's care.
Chris Darden, there's some talk that there's going to be an investigation, there's going to be an investigation about other people that have provided drugs to Michael Jackson, like the dermatologist and other people. What do you know about that?
Well, what we hear is that there are a handful of other doctors who, over the years, filed prescriptions for Michael Jackson for addictive drugs under different names, under aliases and the like, and that the overprescribing of these addicted drugs are what perhaps led to Michael Jackson's insomnia. In California, a number of doctors have been taken up in front of the medical board, and although I doubt that you'll see another criminal prosecution per se associated with Jackson's death, certainly there are going to be some doctors in California losing their license.
But, Chris, can't a lot of that medicine be traced? The medicine, particularly propofol, things that had tracking numbers, couldn't it be traced back to the labs who could also be culpable in this?
It can be traced back to doctors and back to pharmacies as well. And as I understand it, they have traced a number of prescriptions filed by various doctors for Jackson under various different names.
But you don't think that anyone else is going to go to jail?
I doubt it.
And
I doubt it.
And do you think he's going to do all 4 years, or will the overcrowding laws come into effect and Conrad
in
Murray
home detention?
Well, you know what? He may get some house arrest. He'll do a little bit of time, but it won't be hard time. And if he does time at all, it'll be in the L.A. County Jail.
Hmm. Well, Chris, thank you so much. We owe you a lot. We know you just woke up and go back to sleep. Thank you so much. But thanks, Chris. And Tom, Sybil, and Jay, we lost Michael Jackson needlessly. MJ was given a fatal cocktail of hospital-grade medicine. There was negligence in efforts to help Michael Jackson sleep. It does not stop with Murray. There are many more involved. Ultimately, Jackson needed help, but not this kind. But for now, Murray has to look at the man in the mirror as he awaits his sentence in jail. Murray must remember the time that he could have turned this all around. And to the MJ fans, he moonwalked into our hearts, and we never can say goodbye. Rest in peace, Michael. Thanks, Tom, Sybil, and Jay.
Good job, April Ryan.
April.
Thank you, guys.
The best job ever.